Psalm 89, Part 3, Preface. Before God fulfills his promises, he often suffers the very contrary to transpire, so that it is hard, yea, impossible for carnal reason to believe that his promises will ever come to pass. God's object is that we should humble ourselves under his mighty hand and should learn that in quietness and in confidence is our strength. Isaiah 30, verse 15. In due time, God performs all his promises. Not one of them can fail. In Isaac was the promise. Yet, when commanded to sacrifice him, Abraham went about to obey and obtained the honor of being called the father of the faithful. When David had been anointed to be king over Israel, he had to become a fugitive in the wilderness. But he waited and doubted not, and what was promised him was gloriously fulfilled. Under popery, notwithstanding all attempts at a reformation, the condition of the church became worse and worse, and hope seemed lost, when suddenly a solitary monk raised the voice of the gospel, and the power of darkness was broken. However contrary appearances may be, God infallibly fulfills all his promises. Believe and wait, and your eyes shall see. This remember in reading the last part of the 89th Psalm. But thou hast cast off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant, thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges, thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and Amen. Summary. This last part of this beautiful psalm may properly be regarded as a complaint of the church under the tyranny of the popes and of Mohammedanism. Under these, the true church of Christ was persecuted and trodden down, and many faithful witnesses of Jesus were tortured to death. It seemed as though God had forgotten his promises, and as though the church must perish instead of becoming great and glorious in all the earth. Nevertheless, Christ had his seed. There was yet a remnant of believing souls, and in his time God caused the gospel to shine again, and it is even now sending its rays to the uttermost ends of the earth. In the day of trouble, call upon God. And if the affliction, instead of being forthwith taken away, is rather increased, waver not. Wait and say, seems it is my anguish lone, as though God forsook his own, yet I hold this knowledge fast, God will surely help at last. Prayer. Wonderfully hast thou, O God, preserved thy church throughout the ages according to thy promise, that the gates of hell should not prevail against it. In many and mighty conflicts, against many and mighty enemies, hast thou been the salvation of thine own people. Grant us faith to trust thy promises, and let us not fall from thee for any earthly affliction or in the pains of death. For Jesus' sake. Amen.